that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I am PK.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Howdy.
I'm experiencing technical difficulties beyond my control.
Saturday, day 3, New York Comic Con. The entire day has been experiencing technical difficulties.
Aisle 100, booth 129 this year at New York Comic Con.
That's right.
This has been an awkward day.
It took us a whopping 2.5 hours to get here this morning because the lovely Port Authority of New York and New Jersey decided today was the perfect time to do construction outside of the Lincoln Tunnel. So the con opens at 10. We rolled around 9:45 and had to set up the whole booth.
Yep. Like 3 minutes.
So there you go.
That's what you did.
That's what I did.
And I had to go find parking.
Yes.
And the moment I was like, oh, I can park in there, it's going to take a few minutes, you know, to get all the cars in.
Yeah.
That's when I realized that I had to take a giant crap.
So, well, thanks for sharing.
And I realized that if I got out of the car too quickly, we were going to have a bigger problem than being late for the show.
You were going to have a bigger problem.
Yes.
I'd have been just fine.
And so so we took care of all that, but we're here now. We're having a good time. And are you making some adjustments?
I was just adjusting the, a little bit here and there. You know how it goes.
So, OG, what are you looking forward to on day 3?
Not dying.
Yes. Well, we have an oasis of a booth.
We do.
Which many people seem to want to use as an oasis.
Yes. It is like a petting zoo at times. Don't feed the animals.
No. No, well, you feed the animals.
No, feed us. We're not the animals. We're the caretakers. You can feed the caretakers.
We need food and drink.
That's right. But yeah, we're hanging out. I don't know. I'm looking forward to actually just popping back around and seeing some stuff again today. I was lucky enough to go and get most of the stuff I wanted yesterday. No panels again. Everybody keeps asking, are you doing panels? No panels.
No panels.
For those of you asking on Twitter about the Inhumans movie being canceled, I don't know that that's true or not.
Oh, really?
True. I think it's a bunch of hullabaloo, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
A couple of you asked me about that last night and this morning. No idea.
Is there any announcement about that?
No, apparently there's some heat between Marvel TV division and Marvel Cinematic division.
That's one division.
No, it's not. There was that weird separation where Kevin Feige went and did the cinematic.
Feige. It's pronounced like an H.
Kevin F. went and did his thing with the cinematic world,
right,
and Disney, but the television, there's a different person who kind of oversees the television unit. Look, if they can't figure out how to work that shit out, they deserve
to be Warner Brothers.
Exactly. Exactly. If they can't pull that shit out, it's going to be Iron Man versus Cap. So anyway, so I have no idea about that, but if we hear something else today, we'll report back.
Yes.
Other than that, it's just day 3, business as usual, con is crazy.
Yep.
You know?
It's actually not as crazy as it's been the last 2 days, though.
No, but you know when you get that feeling? I'm starting to look at the people come from that direction.
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see in the mic world, I'm pointing that way. So so I feel as though people are going to be coming in soon and it's going to get a little bit nutty. It's in short order.
Out there.
It's terrible out there.
Fucking terrible.
Gil's chiming in.
Gil's chiming in.
He's saying it's terrible outside of the oasis of our booth.
Yes, you are lucky to be in here.
So there you go. Well,
have an oasis, Gil.
That's it.
So let's we're going to check back in later today with an update.
We hope to do more than three segments today if time allows.
Yeah, we'll see.
If not, you get what you get.
You get what you
get. Be grateful.
And you don't get upset.
That's it. So thank you, and we'll talk to you later.
Geek Stuff. Geek Stuff. Convention News.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's it is day four of New York Comic Con. I'm dying. But I'm squeezing some time to sit down finally, which is nice. And I am here with a longtime friend of Geek Stuff, a guy we've worked with in the past. And how many years have I known you now, Victor? It's got to be at least four or five.
Four or five.
Four or five, right?
Forever.
And I'm also here with Victor's. Can I call you his partner in crime, or is he your partner in crime?
I'd like to think that we're both equal partners in crime.
All right, so you're both Batman. No one is Robin is what we're getting at.
It's more like I'm Batman from an alternate timeline, come through a time machine to kick ass with.
All right, fair enough. So I'm here with Mike as well, and they are part of a collective called ARC. First of all, tell us what ARC stands for, and then tell us a little bit about it.
Sure thing. ARC is an acronym for the Allied Renaissance Kinship. We're a collective of artists that are alumni of the High School of Art and Design and the Art Institute in New York City. So you may have heard a lot of discrepancy and a lot of backlash about the Art Institute in New York City. A lot of us felt like we kind of got duped out of our education. So what we did in response to that is we established a collective where we all got together, helped each other network and sell our artwork and make names for ourselves. And that's pretty much what we do at the Allied Renaissance Kinship. And for short, we just call it ARC because we realize it's a mouthful. Almost like, yeah, go ahead.
So ARC obviously is a broad word and a broad term. So tell us specifically a little bit more about maybe some of the types of work that you do and some of the resources that you have available for people who might be interested in working with you guys.
Well, we started off really small, just a collective. The original founders were Ramon Triff, myself, Mike Borello, and Jacqueline Hernandez. And so what we offer people is we go ahead and we show them how to properly copyright themselves, connect them to the right people so they can get them into galleries, and more or less really just show them the ropes so they don't have to take as many lumps as we had to coming up.
Okay, so you're a researcher. You're almost like an agent, but not quite.
An agent, someone here, it's really just after a portion of your money.
Okay.
You can think of me more as like a Jedi Master of sorts. I'm here to make sure you succeed because, you know, they always say the nice guy finishes last. And I'll tell you why the nice guy finishes last. Because he's going to be the guy that makes sure everyone makes it across the line safely and soundly. And that's what we do.
So now, other than offering that type of services for artists who are trying to create and put out some product, I mean, do you guys create your own art as well?
Absolutely. I'm a longtime illustrator. I graduated from the High School of Art and Design as a fine art major. By the time I went into the Art Institute, I branched that off into graphic design. And so what I have now is my own design company called Mike Borello's Electric Artistry, and I am the main sponsor of the Allied Renaissance Kinship. So basically, I use the gross off of my artwork and design services to help sponsor the booth here at the New York Comic Con at booth 782 on the 700 block.
Very cool. And Victor, how about yourself?
As you know, I've been developing my own BIOS compatible figures for about 3 years now, and thanks to ARC, you know, I've been able to get into New York Comic Con and help showcase what I've done, and it's really great. You know, like, get my stuff out there. The loss of Matt Dowdy, you know, now not being in the blog, just really helps.
Yeah, are they here at all?
They haven't been. This and last year, they have not been here.
Yeah, I've noticed it's just guys who are doing customs and
Just like new stuff and myself right now.
That, I mean, it's good to see that GLaDOS is still here and represented some way because it is an awesome... It's a great system, right? And there are so many different artists and groups that use that system. I mean, I know the Four Horsemen use it in a lot of their production as well. So it's good to see that it's still represented. For people who want to find you outside of New York Comic Con, plug your website, plug your social media. How can they get a hold of you if they want to utilize your resources?
Well, to find us on ARK, you can use the hashtag ARKGalleries. That's A-R-K Galleries. And we're on all major social networks. We're currently building our website right now. It's being designed by Antonio D. Ray of D. Ray Designs. And he's done a lot of spectacular work. He's actually custom designed all of our websites, including a portion of Victor's websites. So definitely a good shout-out to him. I also want to give a shout-out to my curators, Zenzo Nines, Christina F., Kitty Blue Fire, and Ella Caution. They've all done a great job, and they all went above and beyond to help make the Comic-Con booth for us happen this year.
Very cool. And Victor, how about yourself? Where can we find you?
Well, I can be found on Facebook.com/SFNStudios. If you're on Instagram, you can find me at SoundWave810. Those are two major ways to contact me. And you can also find me on Blogspot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who uses? Do people still use Blogspot? People in the UK use it. I notice a lot still. I guess they have more time over there.
I guess so.
I think the last time I updated it was like this time last year. So like that just goes to show.
Is there anything else that we missed that you guys want to make sure gets out there? What other kind of information you want to share? This is your open forum. Go for it.
Well, we also want to first also give a shout out to our videographer friend here. His name is Mark Torres, and he's here on a volunteer basis. He's really helped us come out with a lot of good video stuff. We also want to advertise that we're having our third annual Monster Art Show and Halloween party premiering this Halloween.
Oh, nice.
Right here
that?
In New York City. Right now we're torn between venues. Right now I got a company called Bask that's run by a Mr. Victor Nunez, who's helping us select the venue, and the venue selections he's given us are excellent. In fact, that's the reason why we haven't gotten to one yet, is because they're all so good. We haven't really figured out which one we want because they're all that good, literally.
Well, make sure, I mean, obviously I'm going to tell the listeners to follow you guys and follow your updates online, but make sure that one of you reaches out to me and gives me that update when you have it, because we could certainly mention it on the show.
And if you follow that hashtag, ArkGalleries, and you also email us at arcgalleries@gmail.com. We also have our hotline, which is 917-246-8489. One more time, that's 917-246-8487, and we can get you all the latest information. After the con, we'll be releasing an official commercial advertising the event, so definitely check out social media and look around for that as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Anything else? Did I miss anything?
I'd like to put a call out to all those designers out there.
Sure.
They can contact me, Mike, Ark, and we definitely would be happy to post any of your custom figures or parts. This year I'm hosting Geeking Heaven Studios.
Okay.
You can find them at the Facebook page. And they're from Vermont. It's a couple. T-Dog and I'm on the name right now.
That's all right. We'll add it in post.
Yeah, we'll add it in post.
No, we won't.
That's it. There's your post.
Yeah.
hopefully, we can get more people in the Gladys community to be out here in New York Comic Con at least via ARK, and just celebrate Gladys with us.
Very cool. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. And look, Victor, you know how to reach me, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mike. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
And guys, thank you for listening to this Saturday segment, or Sunday, oh my God, Sunday segment of
Time Geek Flies
Stuff.
We're having fun.
Booth 129, and all right. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bring out today.
Hey, it's Big Kev, barely surviving day 4 of New York Comic Con 2015.
No, seriously, we're in aisle 100, booth 129, and we're here with a couple of lovely fellows, James Burns and Mark Newbold, both from JediNews.co.uk.
Hello.
Hello. And the reason we wanted to have them on, have a few minutes with them, is I did not know this, but they have both worked on one of the things that we're very happy at Big Kev's Geek Stuff to be a part of, which is BuildMillenniumFalcon.com. Now, how are you involved in that project?
Well, we're both writing the magazine.
Uh-huh.
So as well as getting the cool parts to build the name happen, you also get an awesome magazine that contains information about the Falcon and then information about various starships and planets and things like that. And Mark and I are writing that.
Is that right? And how did you guys get involved with that? Did they come to you?
Well, you can actually thank Matt Booker for that, because Booker actually knows one of the guys that works on the magazine, one of the senior guys. He put us in our direction for the podcast for 1138, which works out really well. So when the Mag launched in the UK, Ian Lowson came on, talked about it, and then we just got chatting between the three of us, and it kind of organically developed into him saying, well, we know what you guys do, come on and do some stuff on the magazine. So it's kind of gone from there. So we actually do have Matt Booker to thank. I know you're going to hate me saying that, Kev. We actually have to say thanks to Matt Booker.
Automatic Matt, to thank for anything is a burden I would not want to have.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm saying.
We both feel that pain.
Yeah, it's
so what I'm saying here is, what I've been saying rather about it is, I think it's the coolest Star Wars idea to come along in a long time. Because here you have, you end up with an amazing collectible that you'd pay a couple thousand dollars for, right? Yep. It's got lights, it's got sound, it's got, not sound, it has lights. It has that beautiful...
you can add sound later if you want.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I know, I have seen people are adding all kinds of things to it online.
Customization seems to be going crazy, which is great, because, I mean, D'Agostini and Continuo want people to sort of be creative with it, you know, and folks really getting into it, so yeah.
So you get this giant replica of the ship. It's got the wall mount bit. You know, it's got all that stuff. It's fully detailed inside and out, so it's not...
amazingly detailed.
I know. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
They've spent an awful lot of time and money making sure that it's as close to the real thing as it possibly could be. I mean, it's based on the model from The Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
And they've done an amazing job, and I'm not just saying that because I'm working on the magazine, but I really think it's great what they've done.
Well, when the original came out, when they did the original, what, 8, 7, 8, 9 years ago, something like that, they did it to the Empire spec, but they've since gone back and they've had the chance to... Because obviously they had to do like a CAD version, break it down for each week, and realised that they could even be more accurate. Yeah, it could be even more accurate. So this is even more accurate than that original Master Replicas one. So it really is a piece of work. It's brilliant.
And that's a collectible that so many Star Wars fans would see and go, man, I would love to have something like that, but I cannot swing $2,000.
Yeah.
Right? You're paying a few bucks a month. What are you paying? Like $60 a month US. What's that? 200 pounds? Something?
No, it's less.
So you're paying each month for it, but then moreover than just paying for it, you're actually then building the model yourself, which is great. So you get the fun of building the model. You get the you end up with the giant piece. You're paying it off a little bit at a time. You get the great magazine, you know, and it comes and the folio as well, right? So you put all the magazines together, which is awesome. The blueprints. The full-size blueprints for the model, amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like such a perfect collectible done responsibly and done really well.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is about the magazine is that obviously at the back of the magazine you've got the how-to and how you build it.
Right.
And, you know, so anybody, I mean, I'm not hands-on at all. I'm going to give it a go once I've got enough pieces. Yeah. You know, so you got that. But then at the front of the magazine, all the planets, like you say, you know, starships.
All the info.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is what we kind of do.
Right.
So.
And it's been really, really good fun trying to find that and make sure it's right, especially with some stuff that's coming up. We've got stuff from The Force Awakens and other bits and pieces. So there's lots for people to look forward to. And it's going to be... some people are going to see that information for the first time ever in the magazine.
Yeah, so in that respect, in the canon respect, it's very important. People don't really quite realise how much new stuff's going into this magazine.
So it's, you know, and it, just so people realise, every detail is scrutinised by Lucasfilm. Every word that we write goes through Lucasfilm, and it's all approved, and, you know, it's done right.
Yeah, and I think, again, to end up with something like that, I think really makes it a unique collectible. I mean, there's so much Star Wars out there, and who knows better than the two of you, and really, who knows better than James out of my house because there's too much Star Wars in it, Burns. The fact that we've seen the same collectibles so many times over and over and redone and done again, and there's just nothing like this. That's why we became such huge fans of it at Celebration.
Yeah.
Because you got a chance to see it. They had a fully built one there, which was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
They really, really have done an amazing job. And, you know, we're talking to them about other projects and other things. And, you know, one idea that we came up with was, you know, it wouldn't take a great amount of work to, I don't know, swap the radar dish out, things like that. So who knows what's down the line?
Force Awakens accessory pack.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, who knows?
Right.
I know they're planning other stuff. This has been hugely successful. And DXTV do a great job.
They do.
Disney happy with it as well, which is important.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed that there'll be additional things coming down the pipe.
Right. Well, there it is. We want to thank James Burns, and we want to thank Mark Newbold from JediNews.co.uk for stopping by to chat with us about a project they're working on, a project that we love and that we love telling you about, BuildMillenniumFalcon.com. Make sure you go over and check them out at the website, BuildMillenniumFalcon.com. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, awesome. Kevin.
I can't.
Geek Stuff. Convention News.
Hi. Is that the Uber zombie booth or is that
I'm
us?
Dunsky. We are wrapping it up here at New York Comic Con 2015, aisle 100, booth 129.
Yes.
Where we have lived nearly entirely for 4 days.
Nearly entirely.
And, well, we saw a lot of great things.
We did.
We talked about it. We talked about a lot of great people. And we're very happy to have been here, of course. We feel very privileged to be able to meet and greet so many fans and to talk to some of our friends and some of our new friends that we've made.
Absolutely.
And bring all of that information to you. Now, coming up next week, or this week, I guess, on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, a bit more details about some of the things that went on here at New York Comic Con. And we're going to be sharing that information in the regular format. Because we got to fill in PK. PK, of course, not able to join us for New York Comic Con this year. And we're going to have to fill him in on all the things that we did. So, we want to thank everybody that stopped by to see us. Oh, I see Dave Healy from Healy Made is walking by just now, making his way to our booth. Hey, we're wrapping up. Do you have anything to say? Here he comes.
Beware the spinach empanada.
Yes, we got those text messages last night.
Sage advice.
Yeah, there was no sage in there.
All salt.
All salt. Awful. OG, any final words for New York Comic Con 2015?
An apology, there was no Saturday episode. We were a bit tired and there was some difficulties yesterday.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a Saturday-Sunday show. Check out, of course, next Thursday for the full episode, full review.
Yes.
And hopefully none of us have Convola and we have some sort of voices left.
Yes, that's true. And with that, OG, we will bring this New York Comic Con to a close the way we bring all episodes to a close by saying, no. Troll the Respawn, Jeremy.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on.